now call this special planning meeting of Amherstburg Town Council to order. Is there any disclosure of pecuniary interest? Okay, seeing none, we will move to the presentation by administration.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and members of council. The town is in receipt of an application for a zoning bylaw amendment under Section 34 of the Planning Act from Marco Savoni, agent for Super 5 Investments. An aerial view of the map showing the location of the property is being projected now for council's reference. The subject lands affected by the proposed amendment are described as Block 70, Plan 12M252, municipally known as the east side of Sandwich Street South. The property has 250 feet of frontage, an irregular depth, and a total area of 1.57 acres. The proposed amendment to the zoning bylaw would change the zoning for the subject lands noted above from residential multiple first density zone to holding residential multiple second density zone. The effect of the zoning bylaw amendment will be to allow for development on the lands as 36 apartment units, a four-story apartment building. The proposed development will also be subject to site plan control. The property was the subject of a rezoning in 2010 from commercial highway to residential multiple first density, at that time intending to permit the development of the site for 20 townhouse units. Access to the apartment would be off Sandwich Street South. To the north of the subject lands, development has occurred as professional offices. To the south is Crown Ridge Pond. Lands to the east are low-density residential units, and to the west are a combination of low-density and medium-density residential units. The proposed development is in conformity with the policies of the town's official plan and is consistent with the policy directives of the provincial policy statement. Both documents encourage and promote intensification in locations where appropriate levels of infrastructure and public service facilities are available. The official plan permits medium density development within the general commercial designation up to 5 stories in height. The proposed 36-unit apartment building will provide an alternative form of housing type within the town, as rental apartments had been confirmed by the CMHC to be a shortfall in the town. Last week, the owner confirmed that the apartments are proposed as two-bedroom suites due to the anticipated market demand. The applicant has further advised that the rental rates are proposed to be approximately $1,500 per month. The apartment building will be developed on full municipal services. Details, including parking, landscaping, and servicing, will be confirmed through the site plan control process. A holding symbol has been recommended to be associated with a proposed zoning bylaw amendment, along with the requirements to undertake a traffic impact study, site servicing plans, including a stormwater management analysis. The holding symbol will be removed at the same time that the site plan and development agreement are approved by council. The development will be subject to the town's development charges rates for apartments, which are $7,191 for two-bedroom units. Building permits will also be applicable based on the town's building bylaw. The proposed zoning bylaw amendment was published and circulated to required agencies, property owners, and municipal departments in accordance with the requirements of the Planning Act. The Essex Region Conservation Authority provided comments that state that the lands are subject to the regulations under the Conservation Authorities Act for requiring a permit from IRCA prior to any construction. IRCA further stated that they have no objection to the approval of the application. Amherstburg Fire Department has stated that they have no objection to the zoning bylaw amendment. A letter was received from a property owner, which has been provided for members of council at your seat. And if the mayor would prefer, I could read that out now.
Sure.
To whom it may concern, I am opposed to the development on the subject lands described as Block 70, Plan 12M252, Parts 7 to 9 on 12R10281, if the building site allows anything over 2 stories to be constructed. If more than two stories is allowed, the quality of our lives and the value of our property will be negatively affected. No longer will we have sunsets or late afternoon sun, or summer breezes will be diminished. Waterfowl that fly from the pond west of the police station presently skim over our roofs on their route to Big Creek. What effect will this have on them? Finally, north, south, east, and west of the site are higher than two stories, and privacy is of major concern to all surrounding property owners. Conform to the existing neighboring building heights surrounding the proposed site. I cannot attend the meeting as I will be out of town until the end of March. Please keep me informed to any new proposals or decisions. This is from Reg Sprague.
Councilor Pugia.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think I better declare conflict on this.
Okay. Oh, sorry, what was the reason?
He's my brother.
Oh. That would be a problem. Councilor Melosh.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We'll back up. This unit would be, I'm going to talk about setback from the road, but I'm going to talk about more setback from the rear neighbors. What would the building, how far would it be away from the rear property line?
Mr. Mayor, I conducted analysis today. It appears that the rear of the apartment building will be 50 feet as proposed on the site plan that I have to date. 50 feet from the rear property line approximately. And then the homes on Ridgeview, the rear of the homes, tend to be about another 130 feet away, totaling over 180 feet for the corner of the apartment building to the dwelling units. But the proposed apartment building on the site plan that I have right now appears to be about 50 feet away from the rear property line.
And in that 50 feet, is it parking or is it grass? Do we know what that is? What the use of that land will be?
Yes. John, would you mind projecting the site plan if you have it as part of the package there?
Which page on the attachments?
It's the second item in the attachments.
Further?
Mr. Mayor, there is a 6-meter or a 20-foot easement running along the rear of the property, and the requirement for rear yard setback is actually 7.5 meters, which is 25 feet. There is no parking proposed back there. It is basically all buffer area, so green space, and that is to allow for the easement, the 6-meter easement, which contains a storm sewer through the easement on the rear of the property.
So it's safe to say it'll be grass, a grass in area, or is it, I guess I'm just concerned. I mean, if they're going to go with a high rise, how far is it going to be? Is there going to be a lot of traffic behind that building? You know, and that's just the questions I'm asking.
Okay. Councilor Pugia.
Thank
Okay, Mr. Mayor, for your reference, what you're seeing on the rear of the site plan to the rear of the property is a 6-meter easement. So I'm projecting more closely right now on the rear of the site plan. There's a 6-meter easement. There are a few parking spaces. It looks like about 6 parking spaces proposed on the rear of the property right now. There is a storm sewer that runs along the property. The applicant is aware that there is an easement that he can't construct anything on back there. The required rear yard setback in the zone that's requested this evening is 7.5 meters, which is 25 feet. So there is really nothing proposed
Okay. Just a couple of, the traffic, have we looked at the traffic impact of a high-density area? Because you're looking at one driveway, or one access in and out, and if there's only one, are we gonna consider a turning lane, County Road 20, those kind of things?
Okay, thank you, Mr. Mayor. The zoning is recommended this evening to have a holding symbol placed on it, not to be removed until a traffic impact study is completed and the site servicing, including the stormwater management, is completed. So the site plan that you're seeing right now, the location of the driveway, the possibility of a turning lane, some of those things are still yet to be determined based on the outcome of the traffic impact study.
Thank you.
Deputy Mayor?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you to Rebecca, what is the actual, what height do you have right now? How many stories? They can go up to 5, I understood.
Mr. Mayor, the official plan allows for up to 5 stories without a modification to the zoning. The current zoning on the property, which is RM1, allows for a maximum height of 10 meters, which is 32 feet. The requested change in zoning this evening is to allow for a higher density up to 22 meters in height.
Okay, just a follow-up.
Mm-hmm.
And what about, there is some parking there. They don't have how many handicap parking spots they're looking at, or do you have that number?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, there will definitely be barrier-free parking included as part of the site plan process as per the requirements of the town zoning bylaw. We're not at that stage yet, but definitely barrier-free parking spaces will be included.
Thank you.
Councilor Fryer?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Can we go back to the one drawing where it showed March? Is there other month on there too for the shadow?
Yes, there are other months.
Because if you look at this one now, if you were to flip the building to the north, you have two businesses there that you're going to impact, which would have light or shadows put onto them rather than the residents that are behind. So if you were to look at flipping this, doing the mirror image, I think you'd have less of an impact on residents than you would currently, as those are the two buildings there on Crown Ridge or adjacent to County Road are both businesses. So if you would show the other one, I'm just curious. We just saw the top part, so I don't know what the shadow looks like for the rest of the month. Mr. Mayor, a shadow impact analysis was completed and provided to the town today. So this is depicting a 4-story apartment building with the shadows cast at different times of the year and times of day as well. First up, further, does the town have an issue with this then? Since we didn't get it before we gave this meeting, so.
I only received the shadow impact analysis about an hour ago, but the gentleman that prepared it is here. So if there are specific questions about the shadow impact study, we can ask Mr. Wright, perhaps.
So how would this impact, if I could, through you, how would this impact the residents to the east, the Mr. Sprite being one of them? So.
The shadow impact study I did today, I'm depicting there the 4-story building. Late day, no matter what season, we do have shadows on the neighbors. If we looked at the last page, I did a quick sample of the current zoning, and you can start seeing that even under our current zoning, it would still have an impact on the neighbors. I tried to pick a time at the end of the day that wasn't quite right at sunset, because the computer modeling just really, you can see see the last one in December, a lot of the whole neighborhood's under shadow in that case. So it impacts different residents at different times in the year. But if we look at the other studies on the other months, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we weren't really having, except in December, a real significant impact on the neighbors. The orientation of the building really minimized that shadow across the property.
Mr. Mayor, for reference as well, pertaining to Rick's comment about the letter that I read out from the gentleman, he does not live directly adjacent to the proposed apartment building. He lives on the other side of the road.
Okay, is there any other questions? Councilor Melange?
I'll move the motion.
Second. Councilor Levine? Any other discussion? All right, all those. Is there anything from the public? Yep.
I'm just a little confused where it's going to be located. Like right to the pond, or against the pond?
Can I just get your name, sir?
Oh, Dean Vogel. I live on Riverfront Park Festival.
Thank you.
Like, is it the sort of tan part on the right? Is that where it's going to be facing? Is that the back of it?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. What's under consideration this evening is the zoning to permit the apartment building. The site plan is not being approved by council this evening. However, the plan that has been received to date shows the preferred location of the apartment building quite close to and facing Crown Ridge Stormwater Pond. However, that could change if necessary as the site plan and the drawings are completed. However, for consideration, what we are presenting this evening is the zoning. Mm-hmm. So the rear yard setback would have to stay, the interior side yard, the maximum height. There are some things that are being determined this evening.
Thank you.
Councilor Frank?
Thank you. Through you to Rebecca, so for zoning amendment, is that when IRCA needs to be involved or site plan? Because we have a stormwater management on there, but is that has it been designed for that property as well? And for this type of building being put on it?
Mr. Mayor, through you, the applications were circulated to both IRCA and to the Public Works Department. IRCA provided comments back. They are satisfied with the approach that we're placing a holding symbol on the property until the traffic impact study is done and the site servicing and stormwater analysis. They didn't have any additional concerns beyond the fact that analysis will be completed next prior to removal of the holding. And Public Works was also satisfied with that approach too.
Okay, is there anything further? All right, all those in favor? Carried. Bring this to the second item. No, that's it. Okay, motion to adjourn. Councilor Levine, second. Councilor Fryer, all those in favor? Carried.